Hi, it's Abby Smith with you. The World Health Organization warns the actual number of COVID-19 cases may be much higher than the 3 million that's being reported. It's concerned a lack of testing is seeing hundreds of cases fly under the radar. Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says they're worried about upticks in cases in Eastern Europe, Africa, Latin America and some Asian countries.
Cases and deaths are underreported in many countries in these regions because of low testing capacity. We're continuing to support these countries with technical assistance through our regional and country offices.
House prices could plummet by more than 30% over the next year or two. That's the worst case scenario unveiled by NAB, which is bracing for a high number of mortgage holders to default on their loans. The bank's predicting a severe downturn would see property prices plunge 20% this year, nearly 12% next year, before increasing slightly in 2022. Major bottle shops across the country are easing booze buying restrictions from today. The Retailers Association loosening limits, which stopped people buying more than two slabs of beer or 12 bottles of wine at one time. The measures were introduced on March 31 when panic buying was at its peak. And whoever said mayors were boring sure hasn't been to Hawaii. One over there uploading videos to keep people entertained during curfew, including this one with his great sound effects.
Welcome to another episode of Stay Home Kauai.
To sport, Josh Adokar and Latrell Mitchell face further punishment for a weekend camping trip. Police have dished out $1,000 fines for breaking social distancing rules, and the pair could face firearm offences. The NRL is weighing up its own penalties, and Kangaroos coach Mal Meninga has told Fox Sports it could affect their chances of national selection as well.
When you put a green and gold jersey on, you accept the mantle of being a good role model and a leader in our game and in the community as well. So, I mean, they have shown that, you know, they can't be trusted.